Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Tough times at the courthouse, man.
Woo!
Tough times in the justice system. My people tell me that last week it hit the fan. State legislators wanted to appoint two judges into the criminal court system in Allegheny County. Two judges who actually won the other night. But because they won does not mean they'll be in criminal court. So the state was going to order them to appoint these two judges, and judges went berserk. I'm telling you, man, there is a confluence of anger in the courthouse. Now, there's this mission statement that they're asking judges to sign, and it hit the fan again. I have never, ever heard judges like this. They're incensed. Now, are they right? Is there systematic racism? I'm not the guru. I'm not the insider. I'm not the expert. The best reporter in town, Andy Sheehan, right on this story, right in the middle of it, breaking this. Andy, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Marty. How's it going?
Tell me the genesis of this, my man, and tell me about this mission statement, sir.
Well, this came out of a post that was put up by the president judge, Kim Berkeley Clark, coming out of two things that happened. One was obviously the George Floyd protests and Black Lives Matter, and also stories that we had done on Judge Mark Tranquilli, who, as you remember, had referred to a black woman juror as Aunt Jemima. He eventually, we first reported it, and then it went to the Judicial Inquiry Review Board, and he stepped down. Now, after that, Kim Ward posted something on the website of the court saying, you know, there's concerns about quote unquote systemic racism in the courts, and she was going to impanel this committee to draft a mission statement, which they did, which avers that there is systemic racism in the quote in the justice system. Now, this was presented to the judges at that meeting on Friday. And they flipped out. So, you know, I spoke with, you know, close to a half dozen judges on background, and they said, you know, they took this as a personal affront that they were being called racist.
Yep.
A lot of them have, you know, decades on the bench and are very proud of their record. And, they told, the president judge this and said, we're not going to sign this.
They snapped. Safe to say that. They really did, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And this has never really happened. What would signing...
You know, sign of the times, right?
Yep, that's right.
You know, this is issues that have embroiled the nation. You know, I spoke with... none of the judges would go on camera.
Sure.
I did speak with... defense attorney Bill Diffenderfer, who had also spoken with everybody, and, you know, he's saying, you know, hey, I've been in front of them for, you know, three, four decades, never saw it. And, but then I talked to Frank Walker, who's the head of the black attorneys, you know, and he's saying, you know, the judges should chill out, that this is, basically just a statement saying, you know, assuring the public that they're equal-handed and that this wasn't aimed at the judges. This is aimed at the criminal justice system in general, which disproportionately, you know, has had black defendants involved in it as opposed to white.
And by some analysis, getting more severe sentences, and by short research showing it's very difficult to get African-Americans on a jury, but the judges are saying no way, right?
Well, right. I mean, I did a piece during the summer where I looked at, 5 years of sentencing data,
that's right,
you know, in Allegheny County. Turned out that black defendants have fared a lot better than white defendants in these negotiated plea deals, that a much higher percentage of these plea deals were below or far below the sentencing guidelines compared to whites. And you know, the judges, you know, maybe rightfully so, are saying, hey, look, we've bent over backwards. Now, you know, blacks make up less than 15% of the population in Allegheny County, but are, you know, close to being 50% of the defendants. Now, you know, you could look at why that is, but that's the judges don't have any say in that. That's, you know, who comes before them.
Andy Sheehan from KDK. Hey, where does this go next, man?
Well, Kim Clark has scheduled another meeting. I think it's December 9th or early in December to look at this mission statement again. And so, you know, the judges aren't having it. So, you know, they'll try again. Now, these judges are all elected. She is the president judge. She's African American. They elected her to become the president judge. But, you know, a little bit like herding cats. I mean, these guys and women, you know, are elected, and they can run their courts as they see fit. So, it's kind of up in the air.
And they're very concerned. We can do this at a later date about some of the candidates who were elected the other night, who some of them would describe as woke. And so, as you said, though, Andy, it's a new day and time, is it not?
It is a new day and time. That's right.
All right, my man. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Marty.
It's fascinating.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.